When COVID-19 started spreading rapidly, hospitals throughout the country began canceling elective surgeries, not just cosmetic procedures, but brain surgeries and organ transplants. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED in San Francisco talks to patients about what it's like to be critically ill from something other than coronavirus right now.
A rare cancer attacked Sassy Outwater Wright when she was a baby. She lost her sight to the disease, which kept her in her doctor's office a lot.
We've kind of been playing whack-a-mole with tumors for the past 12 years. They get one, the other one starts growing, the other one needs attention, they get that one.
There's another one in her head right now. The 37-year-old redhead was scheduled to have it removed until her doctors determined it wasn't a good idea to open her skull during a pandemic.
The infection risk would be way too high.
The procedure is on pause, but she knows her tumor isn't. She lies awake at night, weighing the risks.
The threat to my life from a tumor that's sitting in my head versus the threat from a virus that's loose in a hospital. And nobody can weigh those odds.
Sassy is one of many critically ill patients sidelined but not sickened by COVID-19. So is Rosemary Pathy McKenney. She started to experience strange health symptoms around New Year's.
Head pressure, numbness, tingling on the right side of my face.
Then a CAT scan in February revealed two brain tumors. Suddenly, the second grade school teacher in San Jose was fighting a grave illness at the same time COVID-19 was spreading in her city.
Never imagined this. Never.
The first available slot for brain surgery was a month later in mid-March. Rosemary counted down the days to her operation.
It's actually been quite scary because I can't get the COVID right now. I'm compromised medically, right, with what's going on with me. And it worries me.
The day before her surgery, Rosemary drove to San Francisco for a preoperative MRI. A radiologist peered inside her skull to determine where to cut. Her head was shaved. Future incisions were marked in blue.
And came out of the MRI and was told that it was canceled.
We shut down. We shut down the OR, almost lock, stock, and barrel.
Dr. Philip Theodosopoulos is Rosemary's neurosurgeon at the University of California, San Francisco.
Everybody calls me Dr. Theo.
He says nearly 2,000 procedures were canceled, anything that wasn't an emergency, to prepare for a surge of COVID patients.
These include cancer, include aneurysms. This is not just brain surgery. This is all surgery.
People like Rosemary were told to go home and wait.
Can she wait more than a month? I would say, well, not without deficit, probably not.
And now, that month has passed. During that time, her vision worsened, and doctors in the Bay Area are still waiting for the surge of COVID to hit.
We are pretty much at a standstill, truly.
There are more than 200 empty hospital beds at UCSF, which raises an ethical dilemma for Dr. Theo.
There is a lot of diagnoses that we don't really know how long we can wait.
That's why UCSF started to reschedule a few surgeries for the most serious cases. Rosemary was one of them.
Hello? It's your husband. How are you doing?
Oh, boy. Very nauseated.
Rosemary's husband, Rick, called because visitors are no longer allowed inside. Her surgery went well. One down, thousands to go. It will take about 6 months to catch up on all the procedures that were put on hold. That's assuming coronavirus doesn't hit again. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg in San Francisco.